Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
On this week's Zimcast, we're going to learn a little bit more about a company called Farm Market ID and a recent partnership that they have made with Successful Farming Magazine. And with me on the phone is John Montandon, who is president of Farm Market ID. And John, if you could first, why don't we first just do you start by telling us about Farm Market ID? What is it? What do you do?
Farm Market ID is an agricultural database company. It's been around for many years. Actually been various iterations, been doing business with agribusinesses for about 35 years. And it's data that's compiled primarily from USDA through the FSA, and it consists of largely of grower-specific grower data, meaning their name and address, their crops, their acres, all the detail that is inherent in the data files from USDA. And we request that data each year, multiple files, and we compile it into a marketable file for our agribusiness customers.
And you also use satellite imagery and that kind of information in the information that you have?
We do, and that's a fairly recent thing for Farm Market ID. We acquired through FOIA and through other means from the USDA a couple of years ago the Common Land Unit data, which is referred to as the CLU database. And with that data, which consists of coordinates for each common land unit or piece of land, which can contain one or more farm parcels. With that data, we're able to do a lot of things in terms of mapping farm fields, in terms of determining crop cover and specific crops, and a great deal of detail that can be brought into the database as a result of connecting the GIS component to the Common Land Unit database, to the grower database. And that's a very exciting a new thing for us, and we have a number of customers who are accessing that data and putting it to very good use.
Recently, you've just announced a partnership with Successful Farming to create SFMID. And tell me about that and your partnership with Successful Farming.
Sure. We've been working with Successful Farming in various ways for really about 20 years, actually over 20 years, and have supplied Farm Market ID data to Successful Farming for their circulation audits and a number of other purposes for a long time. In the last few years, we've had discussions about how we could partner together take advantage of each other's skills in what we do. And so about 6-8 months ago, we decided that we would actually go ahead and put this partnership together. And what it means is that we have, in basic terms, we have agreed to and have already done so, merged our respective databases, Successful Farming Circulation Database with the Farm Market ID database, and also all of Meredith Publishing's rural lifestyle data that that they have for all the publications where they reach individuals that are in the rural lifestyle category. So the combined databases of Meredith, Successful Farming, and Farm Market ID have resulted in a net file that we are now marketing of 7.5 million, just a little over 7.5 million total records. We're very excited about that, and we're getting a lot of initial feedback, positive feedback from the market about that, about our partnership. And along with that, the parent company of Farm Market ID is called Telematch. About a year ago, Telematch acquired the majority interest in Farm Market ID, and Telematch brings to this equation a lot of consumer data, as well as a permission passed email solution that is also part of the SFMID database. So we are able now, we collectively are able to offer through this SFMID database a, it's kind of a cliche, but everybody understands a full service or a turnkey solution, if you will, to an individual company's data needs, whether it's basic information for identifying specific farm operators or farm operations, to getting all the consumer detail and an email solution that's directed to these farmers and rural lifestyle individuals. So it's a very exciting opportunity for both Successful Farming Meredith and as well as Farm Market ID.
Well, you know what interests me about this is how the new technology, both precision agriculture technology that you're using and also the new technology of just computers and database information and getting emails and things like that and communicating in a new way, has really helped you and helped our agri-marketers out there be able to really pinpoint their audience.
Absolutely, and I don't think there's ever been a time that companies, agribusiness companies, have had such an opportunity to be able to not only target very specifically their audience, but to predetermine, along with their own company transactional data, predetermine who it is they want to talk to and specifically how they need to create the message for these individuals. And, of course, it goes beyond communicating via direct mail or phone or whatever method of communication there may be. It really goes down to the farm field level in the sense of being able to provide very specific data to the field sales force to be able to speak specifically to a producer about what his or her needs are in terms of crop chemicals, equipment, seed, and so forth as they're planning for the upcoming planting season and the crop year.
And to find out more about this SFMID, I presume you have a website and information up?
We do, sfmid.com. And if you go there, you can find the details about the database and also the contact information.
And thanks to John Montandon, president of Farm Market ID, for this week's Zimcast, brought to you by the generous sponsorship of Novus International and Leica Geosystems. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.